This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. What a fight it's going to be for the Ohio University Bobcats in the first round game of the NCAA basketball tournament today. They're underdogs against the Florida Gators, but at least one OU basketball coach knows a lot about fighting. A few days ago, he was at war in Iraq, and after this weekend, he's going back. From member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio, Fred Knight reports.
Basketball practice in the Convocation Center is just getting underway. By ones and twos, the players walk onto the wood floor, and as he mingles with them, they usually address Kevin Kuick as coach. Other times they call him captain, a reference to the fact that Kuick is an army captain stationed in Mosul. But he managed to finagle a two-week leave from the war, returning to Athens, Ohio, just as the team was playing in a must-win game against rival Marshall University. Head coach Tim O'Shea couldn't believe it when his young assistant coach showed up in his office last week.
It just shows you how much he loves his job, how much he loves being a coach, that this is where he wanted to be.
Kuick was called into active military duty last October for an 18-month mission. He's an Army engineer in the 113th Battalion, with a job that includes clearing roads and fortifying occupied facilities. And that's just what he was doing the last time Coach O'Shea had heard from him.
He's a very unique guy. I mean, I find him to be an inspiration to all of us. It's been a great learning experience for the coaches as well as the kids.
Hoping to inspire his team before last week's game, Coach O'Shea cooked up a surprise, sneaking Kuick into the locker room to give the players a pep talk.
All right, me and my boss, we're basically in charge of planning all the operations for our unit over there. And he has a great saying I really like. You know, we'll have something planned out over in the soldiers' in. He'll brief them up. And what he'll always say to them at the end, he'll be like, guys, we got a really good plan, but don't forget one thing. The enemy has a vote. Same thing with basketball.
The Bobcats won that game, and they've won every game since, capturing the championship in the Mid-American Conference and a berth in the NCAA tournament. Freshman player Leon Williams says Coach Kuick has been an inspiration.
That's the type of guy he is, to go over to the war and, you know, risk his, you know, life and just to, you know, fight for this country. That takes a lot, and, you know, for him to come back and not even worry about it. He is in happy spirits and everything's good, so that's good to see.
He lives and sleeps basketball.
Ed Kuick is Kevin's father. He says he completely understands that his son, who isn't married, wants to be with his players instead of his family back in the Buffalo, New York area.
The whole family was there for the NCAA MAC finals. That's what he always loved, and so be it.
Kuick has to report for duty again on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.